With WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting. Wisconsin is set to receive $36 million this year as part of a $750 million opioid settlement. What the Department of Health Services does with its share needs to be approved by the legislature's Joint Committee on Finance. WXPR's Katie Thorson shares DHS's proposal for those funds.
Between 2018 and 2022, nearly 100 people between Vilas, Forest, and Oneida counties died of opioid overdoses. 160 people in those same counties over those years needed hospitalization because of overdoses. Fentanyl, a synthetic opioid often added to drugs, has contributed to many of the opioid-related deaths in the state in recent years. It's one of the reasons why the Wisconsin Department of Health Services wants more than $4 million of the state's $36 million opioid settlement to go towards fentanyl test strips and naloxone, a drug that can reverse the effects of an overdose. Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call.
The pandemic and then the rise in the prevalence of fentanyl has really changed the circumstances that we're facing. Fentanyl has been driving the overdose deaths that we are seeing. And so the kind of harm reduction measures we're talking about, like getting a Narcan in the hands of first responders, has been critical to stop this from becoming even worse. So these investments will help with that.
While those are helpful tools to save the lives of people using opioids, Carl says what he's heard from a lot of people is the need for more investing in preventative drug use and rehabilitation services. More than $15 million would go towards things like community education, family support and resource centers, and peer support in opioid treatment programs.
We heard about, if not at every roundtable that we participated in, at virtually every roundtable, folks in the public health communities, they're committed to fighting this epidemic as it stands, but they want to stop using Narcan and start getting in a position where instead of saving folks who have overdosed, we're preventing people from developing substance use disorder in the first place.
The plan also calls for $6 million of the settlement to go towards Wisconsin's tribal nations. DHS submitted its plans to the legislature's Joint Finance Committee on April 1st. For WXPR News, I'm Katie Thorson.
A building partially collapsed in Antigo. The Antigo Fire Department says the building at the intersection of 5th Avenue and Superior Street was vacant. No injuries were reported as a result of the partial collapse just after noon Monday. A small part of the remaining portion of the building was removed due to the risk of imminent collapse, and the rest of the building was secured. Highway 45 in Antigo was temporarily rerouted for safety reasons while work was being carried out. One southbound lane of Superior Street near the intersection with 5th Avenue will remain closed for safety until further notice. A number of agencies helped with the effort. President Joe Biden says student loan relief will empower Americans to pursue their dreams without the burden of debt. He visited Wisconsin on Monday to announce new steps to help more than 30 million people. Biden said he wanted to give everybody a fair shot and the freedom to chase their dreams as he lamented the rising cost of higher education.
Even when they have worked hard and pay their student loans, their debt increases, not diminishes. Too many people feel the strain and stress, wondering if they're going to get married, have their first child, start a family, because even if they get by, they still have this crushing debt.
The trip came a week after primary voting in the Midwest battleground state highlighted weaknesses for the Democratic president as he seeks re-election. Young voters have been impatient for Biden to follow through on his campaign promise to slash debt after the U.S. Supreme Court foiled his initial plan last year. The new plan is smaller and would expand federal student loan relief to new categories of borrowers. The longest-serving incumbent in the Wisconsin legislature has announced he will retire rather than run in a district now more favorable to Democrats or move under new district boundaries that take effect in November. Senator Rob Cowles made the announcement Monday after previously saying he planned to move and run again to represent the bulk of the district he currently serves. The 73-year-old was first elected to the Assembly in 1982 and resigned in 1987 after he won a special election to the Senate. Under the new maps, Cowles was put in the same Green Bay area Senate district as two other Republican incumbents. That district will now lean slightly Democratic. Democratic Governor Tony Evers has vetoed a Republican bill that would have allowed 14 and 15-year-olds in Wisconsin to work without getting consent from their parents or a state permit. Evers vetoed the bill Monday that passed the legislature with all Republicans in support and Democrats against. The proposal comes amid a wider push by state lawmakers to roll back child labor laws, and despite the efforts of federal investigators to crack down on a surge in child labor violations nationally. Republican supporters say the charge would have eliminated red tape, but opponents say the permit was needed to protect children who wanted to work. Later this month, indigenous leaders will speak before a United Nations panel about their ongoing concerns with a controversial oil pipeline in the Great Lakes region. Mike Moen reports.
Enbridge Energy's Line 5 operation is likely to come up when the Permanent Forum on Indigenous Issues convenes in New York. Back in the Midwest, organizations like Earth Justice represent the Bad River Band of Lake Superior Chippewa. The tribe has been contesting Line 5 in Wisconsin as Enbridge seeks to reroute the pipeline. Earth Justice attorney Stephanie Sosi says the proposal is not an improvement in minimizing the effect on tribal lands.
The Bad River Band is already at a risk of an oil spill because the pipeline is going directly through their reservation, and the reroute, I mean, if you look at the map, it's basically hugging the reservation boundaries.
She says her team is preparing for litigation if permits for the reroute are issued. The tribe has previously filed lawsuits against Line 5 in an effort to shut it down, prompting the latest route plans. Enbridge argues the pipeline is a key source of energy and rejects claims and legal decisions that it's trespassing on tribal lands. I'm Mike Moen.
For WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting.